This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Earlier this year, brothers Joe and Anthony Russo directed a little movie you might have heard of. It's called Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Yeah, it did pretty well at the box office, that one did. Well enough for them to get the gig directing the next installment, too. But in the meanwhile, they are going to have some spare time on their hands. So they've branched out a bit. They have started a new company to make what is colloquially known as branded entertainment. The company is called Bullet, after the Steve McQueen movie of the same name, which was, if you think about it for just a second, one big long ad basically for the Ford Mustang. Guys, thanks so much for coming to the studio.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
It would seem that you guys are, I guess, bankable is the Hollywood phrase right now. What with Captain America, you got the next one coming out. Why start this company? Anthony?
We sort of fell into commercials years ago after we won the Emmy for directing the pilot for Arrested Development.
Yeah.
It was sort of easy work that we could kind of supplement our income with. But, you know, we kept shooting, and I think over the past decade, we kind of fell in love with, like, the creative possibilities that you have shooting commercials. It's like it's not as big of a commitment as a movie or a TV show, which can take a few years. You can be more experimental with equipment or people you're collaborating with, ideas you're trying. And we sort of that's, I think, what sort of first got our energy going in the commercial field.
You know, it occurs to me I saw one of these the other day without knowing that it was you guys. It was a vodka ad with that woman from Mad Men whose name I can't remember. Allison Brie, who plays Pete Campbell's wife on Mad Men. Mm-hmm. She and some guy are in a vodka store or something, right?
Yeah.
And it was a 30-second gig. But I later found out researching, talking to you guys, it was part of a 3-minute longer thing that you guys put together.
Well, that spot was actually a very interesting experience for us because, again, like I said, we've been shooting commercials for years. Usually when you shoot commercials, you shoot the 30-second spot or the 60-second spot. And if you get some bonus material that can be cut into a longer piece for the internet, that's a great bonus.
Yeah.
This spot was the opposite. What we shot was the 3 to 4 minute piece for the internet, and the bonus was the 30-second spots that they could cut out of it. So it's like it was just very indicative on a personal level to like where the industry is moving.
And where, Joe, does something like that run? The 30 obviously runs on TV. What do you do with that 3.5 minute thing?
Well, it goes on the internet. They find ways for people to link to it. They get a lot of press for it because it's Allison Brie and Adam Scott.
Yeah.
It's the viral space,
right?
You're trying to exist in that space where, you're generating interest because it's funny or it's cute or it's entertaining or, you know, it's that 2 to 3 minutes that can fill your day at the office.
Hopes they can fill my day at the office with 2 or 3 minute spots. Vodka ads are great, and Allison Brie is fun, and Harley Davidson, which you guys have done, and there's BMW. Mm-hmm. What do you do, though, when, I don't know, some floor wax company comes to you and says, we want you guys to make a 3.5 minute thing on floor wax? Do you take the job or do you roll your eyes? Anthony, what do you think?
I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, like, really, at the end, you know, it's all about what can you do creatively. If you can think of a crazy idea that they're into and that excites you as a filmmaker, then
Here's where the radical shift is coming in this business, right? Electronic home video downloading services like Netflix. These are non-advertiser-based services, right? So the brands are going to have to find new ways to reach eyeballs and their consumers. And that's why we call the company a branded content company, because at the end of the day, the only way they're going to be able to do that is through narrative. You could say that, Kurt Sutter's show on FX is
Sons of Anarchy
is a credible commercial for Harley Davidson.
There's another word for this that people are going to be thinking of as they hear it, product placement. How is it the same, different? Compare, contrast, somebody.
Product placement is, because we did comedic shows, we had a very well-known episode of Arrested Development we did where I think it was Carl Weathers and David Cross go to Burger King, right?
Yep.
Because the show was a low-rating show. We needed to supplement the show with external
revenue,
monetization,
shall we say?
Revenue. Exactly. So we made a joke out of it, right? Had them talking about how good the food was at Burger King while they were also discussing a scene. There is a way to do, and Sons of Anarchy is an example, product placement that integrates into narrative in a way that it's seamless, and you have no idea that the product is in there. You know, it's subconsciously associated with how you feel about the show, which is great for the brand.
Yeah.
But moving forward, we think that that is the future.
This is going to sound like I'm tweaking you a little bit, and I'm really not. But I wonder whether you guys feel like you're selling out, going from Captain America, which I get as a commercial property, to chilling for vodka.
Look, we've never looked at it that way. Again, this is the kind of company that can be very discerning about what work we take.
You know, at the end of the day, it's called show business, right? There is a extreme stress on the word business. And money to create projects comes from many, many different areas. Say that this FX said, you know what, we're not going to make Sons of Anarchy. It's too expensive, right?
Yeah.
And Kurt went to Harley and he said, listen, you spend $10 million on an international commercial, one international commercial that gets you 3 weeks of airtime. Why don't you give that $10 million to me, and I'll give you a season's worth of content with your motorcycles in it. And then we get a great show on Sons of Anarchy. So it's finding new ways to use money to advance creativity.
Joe and Anthony Russo, you know them best from the most recent Captain America movie, and now their new company, too. It's called Bullet, a branded entertainment company. Guys, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks,
Thank you. Thanks for having us.